I'm Joey Haskins, and welcome back to You've Never Seen, in which I showcase a movie you've probably never seen before. The mystery genre has gotten quite a bit of a revitalization in the past few years, hasn't it? And that's mostly thanks to the efforts of Rian Johnson, who created both the Knives Out series of films and the show Poker Face, starring Natasha Lyonne. But I think the sudden interest in the mystery genre has to do with the pushback against what it's expected in it nowadays. There's only so many mysteries you can do before it gets old pretty quickly. But for a genre that's been around in stories for over 100 years, there have been some different interpretations and deviations from mystery stories. One such film is The Long Goodbye, a film based on an old novel written by Raymond Chandler. It's directed by Robert Altman and written by Lee Brackett. Elliot Gould plays the main character, Philip Marlowe, a private eye solving the murder of his friend in 1970s Los Angeles. Well, I say that's the plot, but that isn't really what it's about. In reality, Philip Marlowe is the last person to see his friend Terry alive, and as such, is implicated in the death of his wife, but is let go once Terry ends up dead. The police pretty much call it open and shut, but Marlowe believes that Terry didn't kill himself nor his wife. What The Long Goodbye is about, in my opinion, is about a good man trying to do the right thing in a violent world. Marlowe, to his best efforts, tries to prove that there is some foul play in his friend's death, and he's both successful and unsuccessful. He is able to prove that something was wrong with the death, but what he finds underneath is something much worse. Both Altman and Brackett were the sole artists behind this thinking. The novel the movie's based on, according to Brackett, was too cliched to be put in a modern script. She and Altman had collaborated throughout the entire production of the movie and crafted a story that deviated from the original source and drastically changed the Marlowe character that was well known. Much like Poirot or Columbo, Philip Marlowe was also a character who had appeared in many stories. There were also quite a few movies made about the character, probably most prominently in the film The Big Sleep, starring Humphrey Bogart. And instead of being the charming image of a 1930s detective, the Marlowe in The Long Goodbye is much more of a washed-up loser trying to make right. And The Long Goodbye came out at the right time, really. The 70s were an era of experimentation from the old era of Hollywood into newer types of stories, criticizing the organization and showing how, after Vietnam, everyone's morals and rationality went out the window. And The Long Goodbye fits right into that. Marlowe, throughout the movie, is constantly taken advantage of and ridiculed for even having an ounce of good in him. And both Brackett and Altman worked well together to make it. In fact, Brackett was one of few writers who had nothing but praise for Altman. Robert Altman was a very independent type of filmmaker, so he had a bad reputation with writers for directing something else rather than what was written by them. And not only that, he also had a bad reputation with executives as well for not playing by their rules. As for Brackett, though, she loved him and commented on how well they worked together, including keeping the original ending to the book in the film, no matter what. However long the film was and however many drafts there were, the ending of the film remained the same throughout. So the film was made and set throughout all of production, but naturally, because of Altman's reputation, he didn't receive a lot of praise for the film. Despite almost nobody knowing the character nowadays, the Marlowe books were very popular in the 70s, so critics naturally complained about how different the story and Gould's character was from the book. But much more prominent critics, like Gene Siskel and Roger Ebert, both praised the film, and Ebert even included it in his Great Movies collection list. Even Pauline Kael, probably the most harsh film critic ever, gave praise to The Long Goodbye. It's influential, and in a few years, when more mystery films come out, I wouldn't be surprised if filmmakers cited The Long Goodbye as inspiration. So go watch it. It has an excellent performance by Elliot Gould and full of brilliant direction by Altman. You can watch the film on Amazon Prime and Tubi, or you can check it out at your local library. With Weston Media Center, I'm Joey Haskins, and I'll see you all next time.